As fires break out all across Los Angeles, residents see their homes burn down and are forced to flee the flames, alongside the local wildlife as well. But somehow, Amazon is still out there delivering packages, but in other places, it appears looters are beginning to move in, even in broad daylight, as emergency services are already stretched thin, as entire parts of the city have now been destroyed. But I will be careful, as apparently, the Weather Channel accidentally broadcast the charred remains of a person. Now, this is a mass tragedy in several parts of the city where I used to live, and I do know several people already impacted or soon to be evacuated, so I won't heavily politicize what's happening to them, but I also won't ignore the issues that they, too, are angry over, as we have zero confidence in Mayor Bass.
Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL.
Residents are now chasing down Governor Newsom.
Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him.
The corporate media blames the water shortages on their residents.
And those water tanks ran dry. Part of the problem is a lot of people are using hoses, trying to understandably hose down their lawns, hoping that will stop the fire. A lot of firefighters will say that's not going to stop a fire like this.
And apparently one of Los Angeles's fire chiefs had previously blamed her criticism on victims.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
So there's an awful lot to unpack here, from angry residents at their unilateral Democrat leadership, how they'd like to blame the flames on you eating steaks and driving a gas car, but more importantly, how I don't necessarily hold politicians responsible for natural disasters, but in the same sense, we can't pretend like they aren't exacerbating the issues at nearly every step of the way, as it's no longer a fire just in the Pacific Palisades, but up near Pasadena, over in Studio City, and all the way over in Woodland Hills as well, as the city faced hurricane-speed winds and yet left the power lines on. And even in burned-down homes, the gas lines still weren't cut off, as the fires weren't only over ineptitude, as arsonists have now started fires across the city in lawless Santa Monica.
Not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire, and
these guys are
brutal. They're actually, the trees caught fire, and then the palms are catching fire, so civilians are now lighting fires.
And even closer to downtown, as Koreatown appears to have someone burning garbage too.
Oh, that's on purpose. That has to be on purpose.
So the entire city appears to be in flames. As it can even be seen from the ocean, where airplane footage makes LA look like a scene from the apocalypse. So nursing homes had to be evacuated, and people even had to rush out their horses on foot.
How many more?
I don't know how many.
Now there wasn't an emergency alert to evacuate everybody in the entire city, but apparently that was just a mistake, only causing additional, unnecessary panic. But what is concerning is a fire up north is getting closer to Mount Wilson that has vital communication towers, as the news outlets have already lost normal connection.
The only reason that you're able to see us right now is because of a Starlink connection that we just got today. That's the only reason we're able to hear and communicate with you guys right now, because there's absolutely no cell service at all in this whole area.
And although Starlink is widely available, most people don't have it, can't afford it, or wouldn't even know to get it until it's already too late. Because it's hard to evacuate if the lines of communication have already gone down. And even when you do decide to leave, you very well could be stuck in miles of traffic. As earlier, some streets became blocked as people abandoned their vehicles as they fled the flames. And even though a bulldozer came through later to make way for emergency vehicles, with these huge hurricane-strength gusts of wind, even big rigs were getting knocked over. And what's worse, it was impacting the fire department's airdrops of water.
Oh my god, the wind.
Look at the wind tanking.
Where even from point blank range, they were still missing. Now some of these choppers were straight snipers with their water drops.
This, and look at that drop there. Oof, that was beautiful.
Straight 360 no-scoping these flames at nighttime. So much appreciation to all the emergency workers out there, pulling nonstop hours as this isn't even close to being over. As in Los Angeles, I imagine every agency's ground-level guys are going to be fighting their chain of command every step of the way. As we haven't seen a fire disaster this bad since what happened in Maui, which was alarmingly just over a year ago. And like Lahaina, a lot of the rescue efforts were up to regular citizens. As Scooter Caster from Freedom News went in to rescue the animals, but was blocked by downed power lines. And then came across a no looter sign ominously placed on a street with no outlet. Now, social media says this video is of looters, but honestly, it's hard to confirm any of this, as people oftentimes find old footage and pass it around as new, or mislabel it, so who knows what's really happening at this point. But stuff like this is hard to dismiss. People that don't speak English with a way-out-of-state license plate, saying they're coming in to check in on their home. But what we do know, they are already arresting looters.
I talked about the 20 arrests that have been made so far. Unfortunately, I do expect that to go up. We're not going to tolerate that kind of activity.
And hopefully LA's new DA will actually throw the book at them.
The DA's office working with law enforcement is going to arrest you. They're going to prosecute you, and you will be punished to the full extent of the law. That's a promise.
And I've seen plenty of angry posts online about looters in LA, but it's pretty true, as anybody that wants to take advantage of people already losing their home is pretty unfixable and likely won't ever be a positive member of society. So I'm personally alright with life sentences for anyone looting during times like these, and additionally, anybody committing arson in times like these. As when the community is most vulnerable, if you're somebody that would go out of your way to make it worse, either for personal gain or because you're criminally insane, I see literally no positive in letting them remain in society, so why not make an example out of them? As right now, the main Palisades fire is at 0% containment. And on the other side of the 101, the Woodland Hills fire quickly exploded, and as fast as the winds died down, we're in for more high winds tomorrow. As we're now seeing fire risks all the way through the Inland Empire, Orange County down to San Diego County, which is horrifying when you see the drone footage of the Eden fire in Altadena, the aftermath of the fire sweeping through the Pacific Palisades, and up close, it literally looks like a war zone. Now the Caruso Mall is still intact, which is ironic, as Rick Caruso ran for mayor in Los Angeles in 2022, where he warned about our fire department's issues.
And there's a deep concern throughout this city that the paramedics and the firefighters are understaffed because their budget has not been restored. My plan as mayor is simple. We are going to restore the budget to bring the staffing levels back, to give the residents of Los Angeles the service they pay for and deserve.
Only to lose to Karen Bass, who almost immediately cut the fire department's budget by over $17 million, making it her second largest cut, just beneath the street services. So after returning from her visit to Ghana to attend a wedding, that for some reason or taxes paid for, she had nothing to say.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
And when she did finally speak, it wasn't any better.
But can you address the criticism now over the budget issue and the slashing, $17 million
slashing of the budget? You know, I think if you go back and look at the reductions that were made, there were no reductions that were made that would have impacted the situation that we were dealing with over the last couple of days.
Which is the complete opposite of what her own fire chief stated a month ago, explaining the elimination of $7 million in overtime variable staffing hours adversely affects their core operations, including fire prevention. It limits the department's ability to prepare, train, and respond to large-scale emergencies like wildfires. As now, the Los Angeles fire chief states there's not enough firefighters. Now, if the mayor is too stupid to realize saying, find emergency info at URL, I somehow doubt she's going to understand cutting the fire department's budget is going to impact their ability to fight fires. But at this point, I think politicians aren't even human, because let's just take the whole standing there in silence while being asked about our absence. A regular person can own up to their mistakes and say, hey, we had this political trip planned out for months, and last week, we made the mistake of underestimating how bad these winds would be. But as soon as I heard the fires were breaking out, we rearranged my flight from Africa to right now, and here I am on day two to coordinate relief efforts. That's not a great response for the citizens, but at least it's a response for the citizens. And even if she says that exact thing later, it's still more scripted PR-approved nonsense. As sadly, normal human interactions are no longer in our politicians' playbooks. It's all just silence and lies. Silence over her prioritizing weddings in Ghana over the city, and lies about her own policies increasing the fire's devastation. But finally, these lies are simply too obvious to get away with, as what happens after you slash a budget takes a bit of effort to piece together. But your house burning down and not having water to put it out is something politicians can't just pretend isn't happening, as she tried to blame the fire hydrants not having water on the wind.
How are we addressing these water problems that are continuing? And is it acceptable that they continue?
Well, let me just say that the water problems are a little better now because the winds are such that we can go up and have the air support. And you know that that was the reason that the devastation was so bad, the unprecedented wind.
And even Fox News tried to say it wasn't happening.
And all of these residents are paying the ultimate price for that.
Despite what you have heard from Caruso, no firefighters have told us that they are running out of water.
And let's go out to Gigi Graciette. She is live in Pacific Palisades. I know your signal's not the best, but Gigi, what can you tell us?
Well, firefighters have told me they have no water on this block.
Now, I normally would say it's hilarious for a mainstream media news anchor to say the fire hydrants do have water, then their own journalist straight up calls out their lie right after. But it's not funny, it's infuriating to know that most people do trust the news, and their lives would be in greater danger because of it. As the city knows the fire hydrants don't have water.
With Lindsay Horvath, one of the board members for LA County Supervisors, and said, you know, how does this happen? And she said, look, we need to do changes, and we're in the midst of already talking about a different water plan for LA County.
And tragically, now the citizens know too.
There's no water. There's no f***ing water. There's no f***ing water. Motherfuckers.
As some Los Angeles residents have resorted to fighting the fires with almond milk. And again, when the fire hydrants ran out of water, the mainstream media wants to blame the citizens.
Up in the hills and the mountains, you know, they have these giant water tanks that use gravity, and those water tanks ran dry. Part of the problem is a lot of people are using hoses trying to...
How infuriating would it be to live in one of those expensive LA neighborhoods, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in property tax over the years, all to not have water or firefighters to protect your home in the very predictable event that a wildfire will break out. And when your home burns down, you turn on the TV to see... This is your fault for using what little water was available, and that's after the media and politicians tried to pretend that wasn't actually happening. Now they do finally admit why there was no water to fight the fires.
We ran out of water in the second tank about 8:30 p.m. and the third tank about 3 a.m. this morning. Those tanks help with the pressure on the fire hydrants in the hills of Palisades, and because we were pushing so much water in our trunk line, and so much water was being used before it can get to the tanks, we were not able to fill the tanks fast enough. So the consumption of water was faster than we can provide water in a trunk line.
Which is something former McDonald's employee Donald Trump addressed.
Well, it's very sad because I've been trying to get Gavin Newsom to allow water to come. You'd have tremendous water up there. They send it out to the Pacific because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish, which is in other areas, by the way, called the smelt. And for the sake of a smelt, they have no water. They had no water in the fire hydrants today in Los Angeles. It was a terrible thing.
Now, it sounds ridiculous that there would be a water shortage over this fish. So Trump even ran his campaign for president on solving California's water crisis.
And you'd stop many of these horrible fires that are costing billions and billions of dollars by the federal government, etc. So one thing I'm going to do for California, vote for me, California. I'm going to give you safety. I'm going to give you a great border, and I'm going to give you more water than almost anybody has.
And even in 2018, during his first administration, he instructed Newsom to better prepare the state for wildfires.
Got to take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forests, very important. You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem.
So again, you don't want to politicize suffering, but when your politicians prioritize their vanity projects over our safety, it's actually irresponsible to ignore the political portion of why this suffering is happening. So when Newsom saw Trump's comments, he took to Twitter to complain about him politicizing the unprecedented fires. And yes, people have lost their lives both figuratively and literally, so you don't want to use someone's tragedy to say, I told you so. But in Newsom's entire softball interview on CNN, he never actually provides any solutions. He never answers for the failures of his own administration. It all just looks like B-roll for his presidential campaign. As it might look like he's actually doing something productive, standing in front of somebody's house being burned down, and yet another fiery but mostly peaceful liberal failure. But in all this time of unilateral liberal leadership in California, $7 billion and an entire decade produced nothing for their water project. Unless you mean for a certain Eastern European country that apparently got our firefighting supplies a couple years ago. As now, the citizens are finally snapping.
That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
call. Why is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through.
Why?
So I have to get cell service.
Interesting how I'm literally talking to the president right now turns into I literally don't have any cell service. As he obviously has zero answers for her, he just wants to slither away before this looks any worse than it already does. And the simple fact that he doesn't have any solutions for her other than I'm gonna call Biden shows that this is nothing but a photo op for him. Newsom could have called Biden from Sacramento, but no, he had to slap on some hair gel and sunglasses for some faux support footage, then speed off after accomplishing a whole lot of nothing. As what exactly is Biden doing? Bragging about being a great grandfather.
The good news is, I'm a great grandfather. That's up to date.
And when he actually addresses the wildfires, he jokes about it.
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
Indeed. All right, as the president throws it to the vice president.
And it's messed up, but I don't mind it, as I too try to cut the tension with crappy jokes. I just find it interesting how Kamala was obviously about to say something, but CNN can't help themselves but cover for Biden. So they can't even let her speak just to make certain Biden doesn't say anything more stupid. But now, Governor Newsom, Mayor Bass, and FEMA have all gathered together to try to tackle the disaster, which if you remember what happened in Hawaii, this may just impede the local relief efforts. And I forgot who said it, but it was, the scariest sentence ever spoken is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. As there are plenty of instances in Lahaina of people trying to jet ski in supplies, only to be blocked by our own official relief efforts. And sadly, all that stuff was just memory hold. But we can get lessons from this random anonymous account that said they lived through the Colorado fires, stating be prepared for a painfully slow recovery process, so rental prices are going to skyrocket. Adjacent school districts will overflow with students, demand for cars and furniture will be high, and pets will need homes. And just like in Maui, scumbags will try to lowball desperate homeowners for their land, and people will be stressed out and angry, so be kind and help where you can. That all sounds like excellent advice, as I'm still in a lot of group chats with friends in LA, and it really sounds like the community is pulling together to help those most impacted. But that's as there's only a few pockets of devastation in the city. So who knows what could happen if another round of wildfires breaks out, radio and cell service goes down, and already overwhelmed emergency services are needed to assist 5 to 10 times the amount of people. Now, I don't want to be a doomer, but being realistic, no matter where you are, we all should start thinking about what you would do in the event of a natural disaster like this, with absolutely nobody, not even a cell phone, that could help you, as you easily could be left without food, water, or electricity for weeks, and it does you absolutely nothing when the mayor just says, help can be found at U or L. So if you appreciate my concise and sometimes lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how the mainstream media lies so badly they might have accidentally committed treason.